The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen. I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. So now I'd like the catechumens here this morning to know that, are you checking the time? Right? That's what you get. Somebody checks the time when I come down here. But just to let the catechumens know that we have a sense of humour before we have a very brief little comment on the gospel. Have you noticed how often Jesus was into food and so on? And there's a little story about a dietitian was giving a lecture to a large crowd on food and what to eat and what not to eat. And he began off by saying, "Red meat is very bad for you. And drinking a lot of soda, it full of sugar, can cause all kinds of things. And certain vegetables," he said, "are absolutely disastrous. Really have long-term effects. And even drinking water," he said, "you've got to be very careful what kind of water you drink. But there's one food," he said, "and we all have, most of us here have probably had it, and some of us will probably have it in future. And it has long-term effects, and it can cause you problems for the rest of your life. And it can be very, very dangerous. So think carefully before you ever touch it." Does anybody know what food I'm talking about? Well, and a little old man in the front seat got up and said, "Wedding cake!" Wedding cake. You're winking at me. Now, just want to, there's so many things we could talk about in the gospel this morning, but we'll focus on one thing. I just want, by way of preface, you got to remember the gospels were written long after Christ had been and Christ died and rose and so on, and they were written for each of the evangelists wrote the gospel for the people of their time, for their community. So it's always at the moment, it's for all of us here what we can take from the gospel, because that's the idea the evangelists had for the people listening to it at this moment. And so we have the lovely meeting of Peter and Jesus. Now, I want you just, in your own mind, for a moment, imagine you're Peter. And very recently, you have let Christ down, Jesus down, in a very big way. At his most weakest and vulnerable and needful moment, Peter is very aware. When John said, "It is the Lord," suddenly Peter was back at warming himself at that fire when he denied Christ three times. So can you imagine how he felt? Can you imagine how he felt? Very embarrassed, wondering what kind of reception he was going to get from Jesus when he saw Jesus standing there. You just pause for a moment and think about that. You have a very good friend, and some day comes and he really needs you or she really needs you. And when you're asked at that time, You even deny that you even know them, and you want nothing to do with somebody who thought you were their best friend. And then one day you walk in somewhere and there is that person. How would you feel? You'd feel pretty, wouldn't you? Tongue-tied. You'd probably go red in the face. You'd feel pretty embarrassed. And so take that along with you and then come. And there's Peter now in the company of the other apostles and Jesus, and he's cooking a meal for them, and he actually hands them the food. This same person that Christ denied, that Peter denied three times, is now actually cooking food for him and handing him food and serving him. And can Peter look him in the eye? I wonder. Could I look Jesus in the eye if I'd done that? Could I look my best friend in the eye if I had let them down in the moment of most need? I don't think I could. And then Jesus asks him three times, do you love me? Now, this is where we have a problem. Because the gospel we read today and the words we read are the translation from the Greek and probably from Aramaic and Hebrew, and they've lost a lot of their meaning in the translation because we used the word love three times. But in Greek, there were at least three different names for love. There was eros, there was philia, and there was agape. And so when Jesus asked Peter three times, he used different Greek words. Not the word eros, but the word philia and agape. Philia and agape. And so it's a bit like Jesus saying to Peter, are you my friend? Are you my friend? Rather than saying, you are my friend. Are you my friend? Put it a different way. Jesus wasn't just saying to Peter, do you love me more than anybody else? But he was also in the agape saying to Peter, do you believe that I love you unconditionally? No conditions, no ifs, not a contract, a covenant. Do you believe, Peter, do you believe that I am your friend? Now that's why Peter hesitated. He says, Lord, you know I love you. Yes, Peter, I know. But do you believe that I am your friend? So can you see the total forgiveness there of Peter? Do you believe that I am still your friend and that I love you unconditionally? Now that's the kind of love often we're talking between husband and wife. Unconditional, beautiful love that's similar to God's love for us. So what's the message for us here this morning? The message is, God never stops loving us. We sometimes walk away. We sometimes let him down. We're human. And you see how Jesus totally accepted Peter's humanity. So the real question was, Peter, do you still believe that I am your friend, that I love you? which is more important than my love for God? And finally, Peter realized and said, yes, Lord, you know I do. But that was the same Peter that had said, even if everybody else let you down, I will never let you down, even if it means dying with you. So you can imagine how Peter felt. He needed to hear those words of Christ. And what was the result? He was back, he was given the top job, and he went forward, and he stood up before people, and he had courage, and he had his self-confidence back. And I think I have been there in that position many, many times, almost afraid to approach God. But today I realize I need never be afraid. And that's the lovely message from the gospel this morning. Never be afraid to come to Christ. He loves you. Thanks.